So the Mishnah, the Gemara brought a price up that says that the city of Medim itself depends if the potter is leaving and going out, and the chaver is going in, so they meet over there, so the chaver has a right to buy from him because this is his last chance to buy from this potter. And if he doesn't get it now, he may not be able to get pots. But a case where the potter is going towards Yerushalayim, so wait till he gets within the boundary beyond Medim, and buy then. Or had they both been there already, why didn't you buy already? So we're not going to allow you to buy from this Amor, it's and trust him. We can really find this halacha in our Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah there's a contradiction. Because it says, HaKadosh and Mocher as HaKaderis, the potter who's selling pots. So the Reish of the Mishnah says that if he's from Medim and closer to Yerushalayim, he's believed. Time and Delifnim. So the only reason why he's believed is because he's beyond Medim, he's closer to Yerushalayim. Which we Lifnim in Medim, Ha Medim Gufa, Lemehemen, we seem to imply that in the city of Medim itself, you're not believed. But aim a sefer. Let's look at the sefer of the Mishnah. It says Yotza Eilon Eman. If the cotter leaves and goes beyond Medim, away from Yerushalayim, Eilon Eman, which would seem to indicate only when he goes past Medim and away from Yerushalayim is it not believed. Hamadim Kufa is Neman. So we're going to have to say that we have these contradictory inferences from our Mishnah. The answer is sometimes you are believed, sometimes you aren't believed. Allah Shamina, so must be that there is a difference. Once there's a difference, the difference which the Brisa presents is the logical difference. In the case where the Kadar is leaving away from Yerushalayim and the Chavar is coming in now. See, the Chavar did not have a chance before, and he will not get a chance later because the Kadar is leaving. So then he's allowed to rely on the person in the city of Medim itself. If they're both leaving, so maybe he had a chance before. Or that he can get a chance later because they're coming in right now. In that situation, then Medim, you're not believed. And that's the indication from our Mishnah that this price is halacha, it really can be found in the Mishnah. Top line. Yeah. Okay, new point. Tana, we learned another brisa, and the money becheres hadakin la kurdish. So that the brisa says this, the money is only for small kli, like Rashi mentions in the Mishnah. They gave this for the becheres hadakin, like pots, cups, containers, etc. Not the large, gigantic jugs, that they're not nemana. And the reason why, because he said, Rashi said before, because we need these kelim. And there's not enough available. We're just relying on the chaverim. So we have to be maker. So the smaller kelim, which there's a tremendous amount of turnover in them, that's when we need them. But the larger ones, there's enough. The larger ones we could get without relying on the ameores. Now, how small is small? Amarish Lagish. Ushini tolin biyadu achas. Rabbi Yechon Omer, I feel it ain't tolin biyadu achas. Mishloka says it has to be small enough that you can hold it in one hand. Rabbi Yechon says no. Even if it's not small enough to hold in one hand, you need two hands to hold it. That's still called small. Okay. Now, one machlekes. Second machlekes. Omer Ish Lakish. This halacha that you're neman on the kli, Yilushana Elarei Konin. Ava Malayin Loy. If in this kli there is chulin, which is the amoritz is chulin, is considered tameh. So you can't believe him on the kli, because there is this liquid inside the kli, which is matamah the kli. Right? So you can't believe him on the kli. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu milayim, even if the kli is mole, even if the kli is full of liquid. So on the liquid he's not believed, on the kli he's believed. Afilu afikur susai, is the soichai, even if the afikursa is inside of it. Now, what exactly was afikursa inside of it mean? So, of course, you remember we just learned Masechta Shabbos, and afikursa was one of the 18 garments when the Mishnah talked about the person is allowed to put on when he's in order to carry out in case there's a fire, and he wants to get items out of the chotzer, so he can put on 18. Rav Yossi said he can put on this whole set of garments, 18 garments, walk out, drop them off, go back and get more. So 18 garments, one of them was the afikursus, it was a large cloak. Rashi doesn't translate that over here. So at least, the point being, if you understand it means a cloak is... we say that that's where the Iker Gzeira, we had the big day Amor, it's our Medrash, the Prushim, we're giving them Mamash Halacha like an Av. So, you have this garment inside of the Kli. So, even so, on the Kli it's Tor. That's how we would learn, but Rashi doesn't learn, we'll see in Rashi how to learn Rashi. Vamarava, what Rabbi Yechon b'mashkenatz and shame to me. We're not arguing. Rabbi Yechon is not saying that the liquid is there for tor. The kli is tor, but the liquid is tamei. So that sounds strange. But the tamei, you shouldn't find that difficult. You shouldn't wonder about that. Shrei login molly mashkim login to me to mashiva mashken tor. We have a fair mishnah. Maseches Oilus, which says, remember we had before, I mentioned to you yesterday, we had before, that when you have a kli cheres, which is acting as the barrier between tumah transferring from one oil to another oil, as long as its back is to where the tumah is, so it doesn't accept tumah from its back, only from inside. So it blocks the tumah, even... And what you said, the Mishnah said, however, it doesn't block the tumah in regards to kalim, anything which is which you can toivel, it doesn't block the tumah, because since by kalim avanam or it's really really tumah, and a kli tumah doesn't block tumah, so everything which you can toivel is tumah, toivel, you know, and meaning you could process them and make them tor. But food and drink and klitheris, which they're not processable, the halacha is that over there, they are tor. So the more said, that was Beishamai Shita. They said, listen, that's how can you do that? Beishamai said, because we're never going to borrow klitheris or food or drink from them, so you might as well just tell them that it's tor, because they don't believe that their thing is tummy anyway. So you made a cross over halacha for Amaratzim, for Tamil Chachamim, for everybody, the halacha is that those things are tor. Become everything else, which you might, by mistake, borrow from them afterwards, not realizing that it has tumah meis in it, which needs the whole process of paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma, and they're going to, the chaver will just think, I have to tevel it, so borrow it and tevel it, and he's using tumah. So anything which is processable to make a tor, we might mistakenly think that we tevel is enough. We're not going to dream that there's an issue of tumas meis, which needs 7 days. We don't borrow kalim for such long times usually, so we don't have the 7 days available to process that. You know, so make a rule that you have to process it with 7 days. Okay, but we don't necessarily borrow the kalim like that. So the mistake is, therefore, we said those things have to be tummy. So the Mishnah says you're left with this extremely strange halacha, which you mentioned before. You have a situation where you have the a woman kneading dough in a trough, in the kneading trough, and so the loch is that it's a wooden kneading trough. The loch is so the kneading trough is a full fledged tumah, 7 day tumah, which needs ashes of the paradum. The woman is tamei, and she needs the ashes of the paradum. And the dove is tor. Or you have a barrel which has wine inside of it. The barrel, you know, barrel made out of wood. So the barrel is tamei 7 days, and it needs the process of the paradum. And the wine is tor. That's the case. Logim tum molim mashkim. They have this barrel full of liquid. Logim tumeim tumashiva. The logim, the barrel has a full 7 day tumah. Umashkin to her, and the liquid is tor. So same thing over here. Same thing over here. I can the kardibirchon and the mashkin is tamei because it's liquid. It's coolin and amorz mashkin is tamei. And the keli we give him the modus, so the keli is tor. What's the problem? Rashi, this is the second line of Rashi. Tana nemanim al klicheres adakim lekadosh. Harat nan eight min of dim lifnim nemanim al klicheres. This halacha that they believed in klicheres. Klicheres adakim small ones. Amru. That's where we said it. Sheavshur below him. We need to use them. Kedar b'shinim liel. We need them. Abagas and large ones. Going chavis the yain containers for wine. Ein nemanim. They only believed Ela B'tech Yerushalayim Kilakamon. In Yerushalayim itself, in other words, we're going to see there's another layer of Nemonis, that in Yerushalayim itself, the Nemonis is even greater. So large Kalim are believed in Yerushalayim itself. Now, Zakrashi Menilo Shemati, Lo Kashemati, that wasn't, this is the Peshat that I said right now, it was not how I heard from my Rebbeim. They had a different Peshat. Believe Megamigam Al Shmuosi Sheshamati, the shot I heard from my Rebbeim, I find uncomfortable. I'm hesitant about that shot. My heart is hesitant. So that, but this the shot I just said is the way I think that's the correct shot. So they said what was the shot? Kishapi and Tsar that. When they said small containers, it meant that they were so small, his finger can't get inside. So the person, since they're klicheris, they only accept tumor from inside, and the opening is so small that the person can't put his finger inside, so it's the problem. Right, so that's when you're believed, and then we say once that's true, so that's very small, kale or very small openings. But the luck is that mashke liquid also is matama the kli. So like Rashi says, but at the end of the day, we're going to be matara even though it's full of. Okay, now, so the Shalah Halabi Geras over here. So some have the gear, so this is a new. We're going to retire it, even though it has Mashkin Tamein, which is a Birchon and second halacha. I feel af fi karsu soy besoych. I feel malay Mashkin shaloi shen and shalkadish, even though it has liquid inside, which is not kadish. Rashi translated over here means a liquid. So the Tori Evan says, I mean, what happened? I mean, it's clear in Masechta Shabbos that this is a beg. So it's not a liquid. And anyway, Rechon's lashon was even if they're full, and even if they have every kursa b'seichel. Now, what is the kli full with if it's not full with liquid? I have a flask. Even if the flask is full, and even if it has liquid in it, I mean, what does full mean? Full means with liquid. So you're preparing yourself. So that's the problem in Rashi. So there are different ways of approaching. Some have to take the two dots out over there and put it. It's all one. Even if it has liquid inside, even if it has that precursor inside, which means the baggage. And then Rashi is explaining, quote, what does it mean? Even though it has the liquid, you know, he's going back and explaining what the word malaya means. Right. So you know, difficult to figure. I got to figure out how to connect to Rashi. Fine, same as, you know, but Rashi, it seems we translate the word liquid is going to react on this word afrikus, so that would be repetitious. We find such things. Shrei Shemati, I have Eitzok Licheres and Matzah, we learned in the Mishnah. Shishimano, I think, is the Girsa. We've heard of such a thing. By the Klicheres, Hamatzel Alam Esamashkim Shabasoichoi, the Klicheres which saves the liquid inside. Rain Matzel, call Klishetiv, doesn't protect any other. Klishetiv means anything which you can wash, or Shtif is washing, which literally means you can tovel it. It means using it if you can tovel it. Shalogan Tameim to Meshiva, Bamashkim to her. The container is Tameh, and the liquid is Tor. Hagaboyim shenichlusu l'soich habayis. Gaboyim Rashi says referring to the word gabay is used for the lashon of goyva. Goyva means the collectors. These are the collectors. It's referring to the tax collectors who are amei oritz. They worked for the king, so they came into the house. So you know they look around to collect. They don't necessarily collect money. They take whatever they feels necessary up to the value of what they think the taxes are. They weren't very savory characters. Mechena Ganovim, you had Ganovim which army Oritz, Shechzirus the Kalim, and now they decided to return a Kli. They did tshuva. So how do you know they're army Oritz? Well, you met them when they returned the Kli. Okay. Nemonim, they weren't a chavar, we assume, yeah. Both situations are believed as if we didn't touch. Okay. One did.
Second halacha.
Any Amoritz Yerushalayim. Ne'amonim ala kodesh b'shatz regel af ala tshuma. That this is we'll see the parameters of this, but this is a new point. Second point. Rashi Hagaboyim. Yisrael Shem Gaborim Lemelech, they're collecting for the king, the Melech Nochi for a non-Jewish king. Ligwis Miyad Yisrael, they're coming to collect from the Jews. Gul Goliyos, which is the head tax. Umisim Bar Nunuyos, and Misim is taxes. And Nunuyos was like a behemoth tax. They would, you know, take X amount of the they had their counts of the Meister behemoth. You know, every newborn, the king had a right to a certain amount of the newborns, etc. Shilu sechabayis labet abayzu to come to take a collateral. Chenakanovim shagun b'klicheres v'zirum ganav stole klicheres came back. The monim lemer shlonogu l'soichoy. They didn't put their finger. They didn't touch inside of it. They're believed. Now the kaddish monim below the tshuma. Their belief for kaddish. We're still going in this halacha. The Kurdish has advantage over Chuma. The money maltaris chatos and the money maltaris Chuma. Chatos meaning referring to Paraduma. They're believed for Kurdish, and they're believed even for Paraduma, but not for Chuma. Sorry, what? Head tax. What? Head tax means that the king says misimer tax. Head tax is that there's a standard amount that a person has to pay per member of the household.
Per person.
Yeah. Rashi says it's not referring to Por Duma. It's not referring to it's referring to Kurdish. You look at the Sefer, it's very clear. It says, Av im osu tshuva, even if this, now the Ganav is returning it, so he's doing tshuva. So, of course he's believed. I mean, he's doing tshuva. No, but Gabi Tshuva, we don't believe him because Doshim Batumah, they were accustomed to Tumah. Just because he's a tshuva doesn't mean he knows what he's doing when it comes to Tumah Tahara. Yishlaim the money before Shigamor. So the Gemara. But Ramini, I'm going to ask you a contradiction. So it said the Gaboyim are believed to say they didn't touch.
But there's a Mishnah, Mishachlis Taharis, which says,
Agaboyim Shnichlis Lusachabayis, Kula Tomei, we assume everything in the house is Tomei. So what do you mean believe? It says with Farish, we assume everything is Tomei. So we assume they touched everything. Lakosha, Hadika Nochir Badayu, depends if together with the Jewish collectors there was also like a goyish overseer. It's not. The Mishnah there clarifies if there's a nochi with them, they believe to say we didn't go into house X, but they're not believed to say they went into house X and they didn't touch. So why, if there's a nachi with them, what difference does it make? Rabbi Yechon and Belozer to explain why that's so. Chadam re'emes nachri aleihem, chadam re'emes malchus aleihem. One is that they're scared of the nachri. One is that they're concerned, even though not scared of him, that he himself will do something against them, will punish them, etc. But they're scared that he might tattle that the Jews didn't do their job by this rabbi's house, the chaver's house, and they didn't take everything they're supposed to take. So then they'll get it from the king, who Rashi pointed out was not Jewish. So the Morris says, what's the difference in my benayel? These two explanations, where's there a practical difference? So the nachri is with them is not a chasher person. So they're not scared that he himself will have the power to punish them, but they still are scared that he might tell the king. So when the nachri is with them, they're not believed to say we didn't touch, because they're not going to do that in the presence of that nachri. They're going to check everything. But if the nachri is not there, they're believed to say we didn't touch. So Rashi. The house itself is not tamei. It means the items inside the house are tamei. There's a halachic assumption that the gaboyim touched all of the kelim. If there's a goy with them, they're not believed to say we didn't touch. The mishnah, so they're scared. They have to check everything out, and they're scared. If they don't check everything out, it's going to be detrimental to them. Why is that? He might physically give them, punish them, or financially punish them. Emes machus. Shema yalshin aleihem nochri etzel amelot. He'll tell the king. Nochri nechashiv. They're not scared of him, but they're scared of him that he might tell the king. So the Gemara Vayitu. So the Gnomim came in, they believed to say, we did not touch.
I'll
ask you a stira. Again, this is the Mishnayos over there in Masechtas Taharis. Where thieves came into the house. So the place of Tuma is the place where the Ganovim walked. Wherever they walked, we assume everything is Tome, which means assume that they touched. So that's true. The Kaili, which they took and gave back to you, you have to assume that they touched. Omer Pinchas Mishmei. Second, to Rabba. Kisha also Tshuva. The case of Misha was. Misha's talking about case of the return of the Kaili. So if they're coming to do Tshuva, so in that situation, we don't think they're going to lie to you. They're trying to straighten things out. They don't want to mess you over. Says, and the Morris says, Dekanami. If that is Shazir, it's a Kalim Shramino. it says that they're returning it, as opposed to, or stressing the point is that they decided to return it, as opposed to you got it back or something like that. It was found, some type of lashon like that. The keli was found. You had a keli, you know, and still it's torn. Show me all that it's a specific case when they decided to return it. Rashi. Alamakim drisus haganofim. Kamakim drisosim. He tell me where they went this time. Kolshken kelim shen the gun of zero. Definitely kelim which were taken and returned. Kishasa shuva. Machmas shuva. It's zero. The return because of doing shuva. The mashak is not going to lie to you with that situation. Okay. Bishalai nemanim malakadosh. Zot the Gemara. Tona nemanim alkicheres gasim lakadosh. The nemanis in Yerushalayim itself is even more than we had before. But before they only believed on from Medim and Lefnim, they believed on small kicheres. Yerushalayim itself, they believed even on large kicheres. They call kachlama. Why do we have these coolers that were created? Just, you know, get your own. Because we can't make kilns in Yerushalayim. So this became a need which was had to be filled. So the large ones, we gave them the money to Yerushalayim because they weren't as common the need. And the smaller ones we made, even we spread out the area of the money. We spread out the areas of the money. No. Yeah. Okay, there's a gasin. But Koshkin and Dakin. If you believe in large ones, you should believe in small ones. Bad Yitanya Rishalmi, the Mana Maltaris, Kola Kalim Kurdish. You believe in all Kalim, not just large ones. Kokak Lama Wad. Mahadur, Afala Dakin, Minadim Lifting. This question is not only on why they believed in Gasim Yerushalayim, it's why they believed in Dakin beyond Yerushalayim. You can't make any size keli in Yerushalayim. The small ones everybody needed. They would have their offerings, white offerings, in their houses. They were bringing up the Beis Hamikdash, the Kachu Sifil, the Hentahara, the Yechidim, the Gevulah Medim. So for individual people who had this need, so with a lot of people, so we were making anybody out from Yedimah's theme is believed to make it more possible for to get their needs. Ababali Alishka, the most in the Sachem at Tzibur, the large containers were used for public the Sachem, that their people would sell out to people liquid. So they're giving over the Sachem and Tzibur, they're selling these things. The people have the Lishka. Lishka means like an office, it means like a room. It means the people are selling the Sachem to the Tzibur, which was, I'm not sure it's referring to means either in the Mikdash there was a source for it, or it means private individuals. I think it could be either one. They use large ones. So for them, the Amei Oretz which enter in Yerushalayim are believed, so there's enough of those to come in to get them their needs. Inami, Yechidim, Yitzchichim, Adakim, Afabishal, Shlomeim, Yom Yom. It's not just giving Nesachim libations, but you use it for the cooking process. You don't use small ones for the cooking process. You don't use large ones. You're cooking your korban, the kabonis that they ate. Now, the chatas only eat mekahanim in the mikdash, but that's a limited audience. But the shlomim, anywhere in your shlomim, you can eat a shlomim, you had to cook them. Okay. How do we know that they believed on Chuma the time of the Yom Tov? So Amr Yeshua ben Levi dem Rekroa Pasuk in Shreftim he says Vayei Yosef kol ish Yisrael elo ir ki ish echad they all gather together like one man. Chavirim. A custom oson kulon chavirim. The time they all gathered together, i.e., like a rental. So everybody was chavirim. Everybody's considered a chaver. Chaver that means they have the money. Sorry?
Like what? Like a man? Like one man?
Like one man. May Yosef call you Krashi, with Pelegas Begiva, Steve, Shinesim call you Yisrael Begiva. So the story of Pelegas Begiva, so they all gathered together. So the point was, when they all gathered together, like that example was for war. So we gave them, as it came one group, we gave them, they came with what one of the Kishachim is like one all agreeing. So they're considered Chavirim. Now, Hashem, so we're saying similarly, any other type of gathering, i.e., Regal. Regal is the time when they all gather. The Pesuk is not referring to Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. Bus is referring to the camaraderie, what we're saying, it uses the phrase of chavirim. At the time of Rego, we're all functioning as one. We're not going to differentiate between the Amorites and the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah. Habeseich es chavisoi v'hamasel b'isosu al gav Rego. So I'm a storekeeper, and I open up a barrel of wine to sell regal time. So the Amorites, we trust everybody, so I'm not careful to have the Amorites not touch my wine, because it, right now it's tor. Now, at the end of Yom Tov, I have wine left over. Now, the Amorites touch my wine. So during the time of the regal, he's believed that he has it in being tor. But the mice afterwards say, the Amorites is tome. So your wine was touched by an Amorites. It's tome now. So what do you do with the leftover wine?
And the only touching took place during Rego.
What?
And the touching took place during Rego.
Right. So during Rego, we deal with them as if they're the tor. After, we say, oh, now more such a thing. It's tome. So what's the law? If you're talking about Yigmar, he's allowed to sell off the rest of that wine or that dough, assuming that it's tor.
First wide line. He opened up a barrel of wine to sell during regal. Everybody touches. The Amorites also touch. You can't finish it off. We decided that they really figured it out now. While the regal, everything is being taught. We say whatever he touched retroactively was Tameh. So we'll see in the Mishnah later, down at the end of the later on the page, either today or tomorrow. That some Amorites would come to the base of Mikdush and they touch everything and they're Torah, and that's everything is great. And when the day Rego was over, bam, they had a Torah with every single Kehil in the Mikdush. Because now we said, Amorites touch them, they're Tameh. So, same thing over here. So that's it. It's Tameh, you can't use it, you can't sell it, you can't sell something which is Tameh, even to an Amorites, you can't sell it. If you remember Yigmar, so why does the Buddha say you can finish it off? The time of Mepharash Masechtas Bei. Gimel Dvarim Hutru Soifin Mishum Tchiloson. There are certain things which Chazal permitted on Yom Tov. There are certain dinim drabonon because of simplest Yom Tov. We want to have things available. And if I make it too hard for you to deal with the aftermath, you're not going to want to start. So I don't want to shaft it. If I am going through, the Mishnah Leader says, if I don't find you find some drabonadik away for me to save the hide of this animal, the hide is full of oils, it's a hot day, you know, it's 95, 100 degrees, and it's full of oils and different things like that, and you just sit there, it's going to start rotting. So by the time Yom Tov is over, Shatan Yom Tov, time that then long day, burning sun, I'm going to throw out the hide. I don't want to shat the animal, I'm going to throw out a good hide. So we created a halacha over there. Remember, we had Lembeya, so you can't be ma'abed it directly, but you can put it down on the ground, you can step on it, which forces some of the liquid out. So you put it there where the place everybody's walking, and people, so that's it. We're matter, soifon, mishum tchilos. We're matter, after this, you shat the way, you don't need it anymore. So why would we make them? Because, yeah, because you're not going to find some way, some solution for the problem afterwards. I'm not going to start. So you want me to make wine available to people during Regal? I'm not going to start my barrel of after barrel after Yom. I have to throw in half the barrel of wine. So Zakuoykein Shima to Oimer Lo Yigmer Af Hein Lo Yaskel Vein Mazon Mazi Lo Regalim. So I mean, all your chaverim storekeepers are not going to sell anything because why do we need to start this and have the amarots come in? And I'll sell very quietly to my chaver neighbor. I'm not going to sell. I'm not going to open the store. So who's supposed to eat anything? That's a Behuda's time. Something more. So Yosef Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Kila de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka were sitting together on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka's porch. Posach Chad v'Omar. So one of them started talking, and he said the following: "Maoshi Yanichen ol Regalach." So they're sitting out on the porch, relaxing, talking to Divrei Torah, right? And they said, "Well, can we leave it for the next Yom Tov? So take this one market Tomei, put it off to the side, and the next Yom Tov we'll say during Yom Tov, Amor Oritz are considered Torah. So whatever happened last Yom Tov was by an Amor Oritz. Well, during Yom Tov, an Amor Oritz is considered Torah. So now everything is great." Yes or no? Amalei Ido, so the one says back. Kvaldenvel. Yada kol mamash v'shinbo. Vata merta yinachil l'regal achar. It's been touched by Amor Oritz. It's Tomei. How can you say you can leave it for another regal? Amalei. Otsu arayidno lav. Yada kol mamash v'shinbo. And the first regal that wasn't touched by Amor Oritz. During regal, and Amor Oritz is tor. Amalei hachi achar. Said back, no. It's not a comparison. The first Yom Tov till that point, two months or more, it's regular. The law is that we based on the positive chaver rim in the Torah. To me, meanwhile, it became tummy ready. How do you remove the tuma? Name it Kitzanoi. Let's say this is a machlokes Tanoi. The Tani Chada, one bryce says, Yenichel the regular. You leave it for the next Yom Tov. Tanya, lo yanechen the regular. You don't leave it for the next Yom Tov. So that's this my love. Tanoi, isn't this machlokes Tanoi? Or says lo, no. Like I can tell you, hold it, Tanya yanechen the regular. The one who says leave it for the next Yom Tov is a Yehuda, who says you can finish off. But it's lo yanechen, you can't leave it for the next Yom Tov. Is it Rabbana? So they were discussing in the Rabbana. So on the Rabbanan, you see, you can't leave it off. Maybe that's a pshat. More says, v'tishpa, does that make sense? It can't be. Why? Because Harav Yehuda, Amar Yigmar, Kamar, it doesn't say leave it for the next Yom Tov, which sounds like you can't use it right away. You have to wait till the next regal, and then the Naman, and then it's okay. Harav Yehuda says, finish it off right now. You don't have to leave it for the next Yom Tov. So, Ella, Mor says, I still have a way to learn, understand the two prices connected in the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. How does lo yanechenu, don't leave it for the next Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda means use it right now. What does yanechenu, leave it for the next Yom Tov? Is Rabbana? Is Rabbana? Now, so we have arrived the current Rabbana, which you can leave it for the, you can leave it for the next Yom Tov. Mor says no. Umay lo yanechenu. What does it mean, Yani Chena, leave it for the next Yom Tov? Shein Tzorek Lanicha, there's no need to leave it because it's not going to help you. Okay. Zag Rashi. Maoshi Yani Chena. Leave the Rabbanan boiler. The question is according to the Rabbanan. Otu Idno, Koyim Erego, Lo Mimashar Shubwa, Kerl. They touched it already. You said during Yom Tov, that's okay. She said, no. But the difference is over here, there we never gave it tumah. But now already, gave it tumah. Tamehi, l'mafreya, it was considered retroactively tumah. But chavayin rosh olim k'dam reshu tumah lo'alim, we can't sell it. The Esher Forshim always saw, Baumar is talking about the person who was coming to ask the question, is an Amor. Now let's hold it here.